People used to say that there were two sure things in life, right? Death and taxes. Well, I guess after we hear the story of Lazarus, we can only be sure of one thing. Unfortunately, taxes will probably always be with us. We know very well that one of the very central facts, truths of our faith, is that Jesus rose from the dead. And that through his resurrection from the dead, he conquered death itself. And so what is something that used to be very final, the death of a person, is now not so final. Jesus gives us a new perspective on coming to the end of our life here on earth. It's interesting that when Jesus gets news about Lazarus's illness, he says, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God." There's a little foreshadowing here that he is going to do something that points to what is to come further down the road. That Jesus has power even over death. And John makes a point, you notice, of mentioning that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. 4 days. In other words, this man is really dead. If something happens, there will be no doubt that it is miraculous. People won't say, "Well, I guess he was just sleeping for those 4 days." No, he is clearly dead. And yet Jesus says that God is going to be glorified. We understand that Jesus conquered death. And we understand also that his victory over death makes a difference for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But unfortunately, when we think of how Jesus' victory over death relates to us, we often think only of the end of our life here on earth. We think about our own eventual physical death, but then we realize that through faith, we can come to new life. The faith, or that for God's faithful people, life is changed, not ended, as the funeral liturgy tells us. We shouldn't think, however, that the death and resurrection of Jesus only has an effect on us at the end of our life on earth. It matters for us now. Now. Because in our life here on earth, we experience a kind of death. I'm not talking about when our body shuts down and we come to the end of our life on earth. I'm referring to sin. Sin is a kind of death. If you think about it, sin is something that separates us from God. We make a decision that essentially puts distance between ourselves and God. And so, remembering that God is the source of our life, to choose sin is to choose death. To separate ourselves from the source of our life is to choose death. Now, of course, some sins are more serious than others. Some sins separate us to a greater degree from Christ than other sins. But every sin, every choice to do what is wrong, separates us from God, and is therefore a choice in some manner for death. In other words, all of us are Lazarus. All of us. When we choose to sin, we choose to go into the tomb. We choose darkness instead of light. I think it's interesting to note that for centuries and centuries, the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, took place in a small, dark room, reminiscent of a tomb, if you will. We go into this place. We acknowledge that through our sin, we have entered into darkness and death. And Jesus meets us in that sacrament. He meets us in the darkness of death. He encounters us in the darkness of sin, and he says, come out. Don't stay in the darkness of sin. Don't keep turning towards death. I will revive you. I will give you new life, and I will make you a new creation. I will restore you. I will heal you. I will fill your soul with light. Unfortunately, the sacrament of reconciliation has fallen out of favor, not only with many other Christians, but also with a great majority of Catholics. People scoff at confession and say, who needs that? I'll go straight to the Lord. And indeed, the Lord can forgive us outside of the sacrament. But sometimes we might also listen to the little voice inside that says, I'm not all that bad. I haven't killed anyone. Why should I go to confession? Maybe sometimes we also have negative feelings that are associated with that sacrament. Fear, anxiety, embarrassment, shame. Sometimes we might have a very negative attitude towards the sacrament. Sometimes we might even also feel a little bit legalistic about it. Well, how often should I go? I know that when my parents used to suggest going to confession, my response was usually, do I have to? But I'll tell you also from my own personal experience that increasing the frequency of reception of the sacrament of reconciliation changed my life. In 2001, I made a New Year's resolution that I would go to confession once a month. At that time, I was 22 years old, and I had probably been to confession all of 5 or 6 times in my life. But I made this resolution to go every month. And by the end of that year, I had decided to enter the seminary. Now, I'm not saying go to confession and it'll make a priest out of you. Not at all. But I am saying, go to confession regularly, something's going to change in your spiritual life. You're going to be more attuned to the voice of the Lord. You're going to be more sensitive to his presence in your life and more aware of the movement of the Holy Spirit. And as I followed through with that resolution and continued that beyond that 1 year, I realized that my attitude towards the sacrament changed. What used to make me so afraid and so nervous and so embarrassed and feeling so shameful turned into an opportunity for me to be reminded of how much God really loves me and how endless his mercy truly is, no matter what I had done, no matter how embarrassing the sin, no matter how hard it was to face the priest and admit that I had done this or that. No matter all of that, I knew that God forgave me. And to experience his grace in a sacrament made it all the more powerful. I mean, how special it is when we approach for baptism, right? It's a great occasion. When we receive Holy Communion, wonderful celebration. When we celebrate a marriage, when we celebrate an ordination, when someone receives the sacrament of the sick, when someone's confirmed, all of these are special occasions, wonderful encounters with God. But somehow when it comes to reconciliation and confession, we say, ooh, do I have to? Do I really have to? So I invite you to examine your own attitude toward the sacrament. Are there some of those feelings of anxiety or fear? Do you sometimes scoff at the sacrament and say, I don't really need it. I'll just go to the Lord. Do you have sometimes the thought that, well, I haven't really done anything serious, so I don't need to go? Well, that may be the case. Most of us here are probably not hardened criminals, egregious sinners. I don't think there are any hardened criminals out there. We're not. We're good people, right? So confession is not about heaping shame up on ourselves. It's about celebrating the goodness and the glory of God. So we hear with Lazarus those same words, come out, come out. And we hear the priest, in not so many words, say, untie him, untie her, let her go, let him go. And we experience a new freedom, a fresh beginning to our spiritual life. We experience restoration and healing and this wonderful, wonderful forgiveness from God. And also, the grace of the sacrament gives us strength to go and turn away from sin so that our choices more and more consistently are for the Lord.